大家好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, welcome to Real and Relax. I'm Susan.
Hi, I'm Al.
First, let's have a review.
第一个 take it from me.
You trust me and believe me.
从我这儿来的，相信我哦。然后呢，第二个呢，就是 take the cake.
Take the cake just means suffered a big failure.
对，就是遭最坏的结果，彻底的失败了。
Mm-hmm.
Take the cake. 那第三个呢 ，tell elf 就是 double F 的那个 elf.
The scold or rebuke,
right, 就是斥责或者责骂的意思。
Mm-hmm.
OK, 那还有呢，就是 tell tales out of school, 就说这个人 big mouth 了，对吧？
就是搬弄是非、爱挑拨事儿的人。
不好，这种人不好。那我们上次还学了，
就是你能把它写成合同的样子吗？或者 put something down
in black and white, 白纸黑字给我写下。但是这个句子用在口语中呢，
就是 are you sure?
你确定吗？你一定要保证哦。
嗯哼，
这个意思。
Okay, can you put that down in black and white?
Okay, I will.
Okay, you promise.
Yes, promise and promise, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, 我们来讲新的。
Now, the first one is, that's okay.
That's okay. 现在这个 okay 啊，已经啊妇孺皆知，对吧？
卡拉 OK，
最多中国人最熟悉的英文词汇之间，还记得傅彪那个最近的 OK 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 OK，
啊哈，
那个真的是很棒 ，right？
你知道那个是多少个 OK 吗？
没数过耶。
还有，记得有一次测试题，好像那个是考的这个
OK OK， 不知道
11个，
一共哦，连着11个 OK 哦。You may have a taste of the apple pie made by myself.
I'd like to.
Would you like something to drink?
That's OK.Don't you get me some water?
I thought you refused.
I said that's okay.
That's okay. 实际上是这个 OK 的位置。如果你要说简单的 OK 啊，这种误会就不会发生了。但实际上 that's okay 这个句子啊，
就是，我很好，用不着了。That's okay.
在英语中正好是拒绝别人的话。
就是我很好，用不着了，不用麻烦了。
就说我说你要喝吗？ Would you like something to drink?
如果说 OK.
那我就是渴了，我要给你准备些水啊或者饮料，对吧？你要说 that's okay，
就那就说我很好，不用麻烦了。
你就说如果我要是问你啊 ，Would you like something to drink？
Okay， yes， please。
最简单了，对吧？所以记住 that's okay 是
that's okay 是不用了 ，okay 就是谢谢，来一杯吧。
对，所以 that's okay 是表示拒绝别人的话。
所以如果你请别人吃东西的话，请客人尤其是哈。如果老外说 that's okay， 你就不要给他了。
对对对，下一个 the last straw，
最后的一个稻草。 What's that mean？
Straw， 稻草，最后的稻草。我们经常有的时候说救命稻草嘛。
实际上这个和救命稻草到底有没有关系呢？
Let's see。I heard that Mary committed suicide for she failed in that interview.Can you believe that?
The interview might be important, but she always had heavy burdens on her mind. The interview was just the last straw.
You mean if she had passed the interview, her trouble could be all settled? I don't believe so.
实际上这里面用了一个，就是因为她压力过大，所以 Mary 有一个人自杀了。
Suicide 了。
然后说，他的心理负担过重。这个其实这个 interview 这个面试只是一个 last straw。
Last straw 就是说明他跟我们的救命稻草可就没什么关系，对吧？所以他刚才最后一句话我说，you mean if she has passed the interview， 说是不是说如果他要是面试通过了，
是不是
就迎刃
而解，所有的麻烦都没了吗？
I don't believe so， 我不认这样认。实际上
就是你设想一下这个 the last straw 到底应该怎么理解呢？其实这个 straw 就稻草应该是很轻很轻的，对吧？但如果设想在 为一匹马身负重荷的时候，就是压了很多很多重很多东西。那么如果你再放上一小根稻草，那它也就受不了了。你想想，那就人已经到了快崩溃的边缘了。
对吧？所以就是说，当 Mary 身上的那个担子太重了，就是 heavy burdens on her mind， 就是她心理负担有点太重了，对吧？
就已经达到极限了。只要稍微再发生一点点小事，可能这个事情并不很严重，她都会受不了的。
对，所以这个 interview 成了 last straw， 就成了好像最致。不是致命的一击，就最后的那么一点小东西吃就把它压垮了。That's it。
实际上我们汉语也有这样的说法，还是最后一根，好像也是这样说吧。不过那时候不是用马，我们是用牛来说。
I heard that Mary committed suicide for she failed in that interview. Can you believe that?
The interview maybe is not important since she has always have heavy burdens on her mind. The interview was just her last straw.
Poor Mary.Who could have cared her more?
我们都应该原来就应该好好的对她。
不过大家现在都是这种社会，都有很多的 burden， 还有很多的 pressure， 都有很多压力。放松就好了。Don't take it so serious, huh?
The last straw.
各种各样的跳楼啦。Oh my god.
Okay, just behave yourself, and don't be the last straw to others.
Yes.Okay, 轻松一下 the third arm, 或者 the third wheel.
第三只手，第三只轮子。What's that mean? Actually, we do need
第三只手。
We do need two arms and just, two or four wheels.
Right?
第三只手是跟小偷有关系
吗？对
吗？
对啊。What's your plan for this weekend?
I will go skiing with my boyfriend. You won't be the third arm this time, will you?
Of course not, but you should not describe me like that. You cannot describe me as a third arm. 我们中文的思维方式，第三只手就是说梁上君子的嘛，就是小偷。实际上
在国外就不是这样了哈。
对，在西方就是在尤其在英语或者英语中，在英国或者美国呢 ，the third arm 或者 third wheel 是 specially for 电灯泡。
就是电灯泡、电线杆，我们也那样说哈。
对，这次 you won't be the third arm this time, will you？
你这回不会再去当电灯泡是吧？
对，电灯泡啊，所以
the third arm and third wheel。
然后我们如果我说you won't be the third arm this time, will you？
All right, have a good time.
Come on, go and see if Karen is free this weekend. 给你自己也找个伴儿嘛。third arm， 他们是用 arm 对吧？
arm 或者是 wheel。
对。
轮子，胳膊。The third one.
对。Okay, let's see another one. This 还有一个呢，就是 they are being friendly.
实际上如果说他们很友善，就说 they are friendly 就好了嘛。
为什么要加个 being?
They are being friendly 又是干嘛呢？
being 呢，就是目前的、暂时的。所以
他们现在对我们很好，
所以就是说明有不真实的含义，对吧？Let's see. Hey, didn't you come to borrow?Mary's notebook, have you got it?
No, she said some nice words but won't lend me her notebook. She was just being friendly to others.
Since she's friendly to others, why won't she lend her notebook to you? Did you once annoy her?
No, I've told you she was just being friendly to others.
Being friendly, 那就是说这种人只是
表面上装得很大方。
对别人好像还不错啦，但实际上呢就实际上就不怎么样了，对吧？So that explains why she hasn't any close friends, though she's seeming
nice
to everyone. 都看起来对每个人都不错，实际
上
却
没
有一个
好
朋
友，
只是 being friendly 啦。
所以它的区别就是 they are friendly， 他们很友善。如果说 they are being friendly 呢，就是他们
装
得
很不错，但实际上并不大方的意思。
而且它强调是一个贬义。
对，所以这里加了一个 being， 意思就大变了。好，简单复习一下。
That's okay.
That's okay， 就是否定，不对，应该说是拒绝的含义。
拒绝。
如果你想要什么的。
Okay, yes, please.
对 ，and the last straw, the last straw。
那就是负担过重，然后发生一件微小的事情就整个人的状态就会崩溃了。Last straw。
对，超过负担限度的事情，能使灾祸发生的很细小的事情。 And the third one is the 电灯泡
A third arm and the third wheel
是三个轮子或者第三个
手
胳膊对吧、huh?
胳膊、
They are being friendly 加个 being 注意 B-E-I-N-G 就说明它是暂时的
They are being friendly 那就是 the
他们装的、对
Disguised
Yes OK Welcome to Real and Relax
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语
登录 www.coolearn.com
最前沿的考试动态
最及时的教育资讯
最经典的网络课程
尽在新东方在线更多精彩等着你
Now let's continue the second part Sisti It's in the ballpark
It's
我们先说这个吧如果用英语怎么说大概或者大致这样的词
almost
almost
generally speaking maybe
先我们翻译吧如果我们将大概多少翻译成英文你会怎么翻大概多少
about 吧
about how many about how much 我们是这样翻是吧但是问题是人家外国人并不这么说他们通常的说法就是
approximately
最多
想起来了
approximately how many 或者 roughly how much
对
或者经常说的是 give me a rough name a rough figure 给我个大概数字
rough,
还有一个就是我们今天要隆重向大家介绍的就是 give me a ballpark figure
ballpark
ballpark实际上它就直译是球落在球场内也就是你不知道这个球落住准确的在哪在什么地方反正应该是掉在这个球场内的意思所以就大致大概的意思
这个是 ballpark 实际上 ballpark 是 especially for 就是棒球场对吧所以它呢然后慢慢引申称就是大致正确之处所以呢就是差不多啦
所以说大概数字就是 ballpark figure
ballpark figure
也就是 rough figure
对我们刚才说了还有几个副词就是 approximately 大致的 roughly 或者是 about 都可以哈
经常我们会说你就是大概挣了多少钱呀他说我大概能是大致数字是多少多少都可以用这个词来说
还有你英文中呢有的时候还会说大致上是对的也可以说
just
about
right会说你也可以说 It's in the ballpark
It's in the ballpark
大致是正确的大致是对的Okay, this one
How much do you sign up for the team for?
I haven't signed up yet So I can't tell until I have signed up
Just give me a ballpark figure
Well, I can't
Have $1,000,000?
It's in the ballpark
就是你跟那个球队的签约金是多少钱呢
说还没签呢签了之后我才会告诉你
够个大概的数字吧
This give me a ballpark figure 说我不能
I have $1,000,000 至少有500,000吧得
It's in the ballpark 大概吧
对 sign up 就是签约雇佣的意思
Yes
要把它签了对吧
所以我们来说差不多怎么说
It's in the ballpark.
大致是对的。
大致 just about right.
Just about right, 或者是 it's in the ballpark.
还有或者 how much did you make from your business last year?
Well, I can't say offhand, 一时说不出来 offhand.
马上说不出来哈。You don't have to be precise, 不用那么精确嘛。Just give me a rough figure.
I think I made approximately 90,000.
Wow, it's pretty good, huh? 就说我们大家都喜欢那个 I can't say offhand, 我不现在说不出来嘛。Just give me a rough figure. You don't have to be precise.
不用那么精确。Just give me a rough number. A rough figure.
所以一定要记住 it's in the ballpark.
大致差不多。Now let's move to the third part.
现在又到了笑话的时候啊 It's Joker time. 这次我们来说有关于一个 painting 的 story.
Painting, what's that?
Peter decides a grade.
就是 Peter 的长相决定了分数。 这个人应该是什么样的
One semester when my brother Peter attended the University of Minnesota, an art student friend of him asked if he could paint Peter's portrait for a class as assignment.
大致意思就是说我的弟弟
Peter
和另一个学生艺术系的学生在同一个学校，然后有一次这个另一个学生邀请 Peter 然后作为他的一个 model， 然后让他画一个侧面像
来作为作业。这里的 portrait
就是
肖像你可能看过很多那种 portrait、也有很多著名的作品 portrait of the lady 贵妇画像了那种。Peter agreed and the art student penned and submitted the portrait only to receive a C-.
然后 Peter 同意做他的 model， 然后画好之后呢，这个艺术系的学生就把这个画像交上去，但是却得了一个 C 减还是C minus 很低的分数。
对 ，submit 就是
交成交。
对 ，the art student approaches the professor to ask why the grade was so poor。
然后这个艺术系的学生很不服气，就问教授为什么会得这么低的分数 ，so poor。
对 ，the teacher told him that the proportion in the painting were incorrect。
这个老师就说这个画像的比例有点问题。
The head is too big。
头太大。
The professor explained, the shoulders are too wide。
肩太宽。
And the feet are enormous。
脚型巨大。
The next day, the art student brought Peter to see the professor.
第二天这个艺术系的学生就把 Peter 带到了这个教授的面前。
He took one look at my brother.
然后这个艺术系的不是这个教授看了看我的兄弟，就是看了看 Peter 之后说了一句
，Okay, A minus.
然后说，你画的很像那个 A 减
吧。OK，
看来就是这个 Peter 的长相确实决定了这个。
看来这个
Mark
是 Peter 的 proportion 才不对嘛。
啊哈。
OK, that's all for today.
See you next time. Bye bye.